Good morning. My guest this morning is Jessica Felix, who is the jazz maven of Healdsburg. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, Roland.
So this is different. This is not the Healdsburg Jazz Festival. This is the Student Jazz Combo Competition. So how does that work?
Okay. Well, it is a project of the Healdsburg Jazz Festival, which we're trying to go by Healdsburg Jazz, which is a more encompassing name. Well, I've been, you know, thinking about this and working on funding for several years, and it finally came to fruition this year. So we went out to all the high schools with music bands, music programs anyway, some with jazz bands, some without, and asked them to participate in a combo competition for Sonoma County high school students. We had 11. Now we're kind of down to 9 because they're trying, but some have decided to wait again until next year too. But so we got a now we have 9 groups participating. But as part of the funding, we send out our own coaches, like but really good, like Bennett Friedman and Randy Vinson and Carlitos Medranos, Doug Leibinger.
Oh, great!
You know,
yeah.
Angela Wellman. They all go into the schools. They get each school gets 3 sessions with our coaches. I just went to one today. They have sounded so much better from the first to today. They're really preparing. And the concept is to try and get them to form a small combo of 6 pieces or less and memorize the music so that they're not reading charts and really feel the music, work as a band, as a unit, as a community.
Uh-huh.
And
it's a competition, right?
It's a competition. There's a $1,000 prize for first and a $750 and $500 and then $250 for the next. But the winner actually gets to play at the Healdsburg Jazz Festival on June 9th, opening
great.
Up for LaVey Smith.
Oh, wonderful.
So it's going good. And anybody, we're all students, anybody under 18 is free to the event on April 22nd. And that goes from 10 to 4. And on our website, you can see the band schedules. I don't think I have enough time to read the bands. You can see all the bands. But at night, we also have, the same night, we have a great band, which I don't have time to read either.
Right.
but the students are invited to be in a jam session and play with those great musicians.
Many of these are possibly teachers.
Yeah, they have been coaches, but not all of them, but about half of them. Uh-huh. But they're all names that people be familiar with. This great band, calling it the Redwood All-Stars. If I had time, I'd read them all, but...
Well, this is a really good idea for kind of an adjunct to the Healdsburg Jazz Festival.
Yeah, and plus it's trying to get young people to feel the jazz. And, you know, they do read charts, but they don't get professional musicians to come in and really teach them how to play jazz. And, you know, of course, we need more time, more money to, you know, be there every day helping them. But the teachers are very appreciative, too, because they're so busy. And, you know, and a lot of them play jazz, but they're not really jazz musicians. So we come in with a little different angle, and the kids they're really responding to it. And we're hoping that more schools will do it next year. But right now, we got a good start, and I'm really happy about it. We got funding from the California Arts Council and the Community Foundation of Sonoma to launch this.
I'm pleased to see that my own kids' alma mater is represented twice. 2 El Molino High School bands.
Yep. Actually, there's just going to be 1 now. But
We lost
that's,
one.
That's, yeah, well, you know, they're just trying, and they didn't feel they were quite ready. So,
yeah, right. Well, I suspect
that... I thought for the first year, I didn't expect more than 5, you know, maybe 6 at the most. So having 11 starting and then going down to 9 is fine. It'll give us time to learn how to set it up because it's all a learning curve for me. I've never known anything about adjudicating or getting bands on off the stage. But we just want to make sure this is friendly. The students have fun. They get to meet each other. It's not a real, we're calling it a friendly competition, and we want it to be fun.
Excellent. Well, thanks very much for coming in. You'll probably be in very soon for the, when does the festival start?
June 2nd.
Not too far away.
Stuff,
what was it you were pointing?
I just want to make sure that everybody knows the date, April 22nd for the Student Jazz Combo Competition. Go to our website, find out all the information for the day and the evening. And actually, adults are only $10, so it's really a great value for everyone.
That website is healdsburgjazz.org. Thanks, Jessica, for coming in. And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.